been asked from time to time to comment on what parents can do to track their children's behavior online. There are several ways in which this can be done. You can add programs to your computer or to your modem to control and track access to sites with varying levels of secrecy and effectiveness. But I'm not a big believer in these programs, for several reasons. Number one, young people are masters at getting around security tools installed by their less sophisticated parents. If you install it and they get around it, you may have a false sense of security about just how much they've seen and done on the internet. Number two, false alarms can happen, blocking access to sites that you really need. Internet filters, which, by the way, are used in many workplaces too, are often too vigilant about blocking perfectly legitimate websites. The internet is at its best when it is used as a tool for broadening horizons, not limiting them. Number three, filters do nothing to train your kids against things like social engineering attacks. These are situations in which their trust is exploited by crooks who lead them to give away valuable personal information or do things that they wouldn't do in day-to-day life with a stranger. Number four, these tools can be used against you, too. It can be hard to separate the good programs from the bad ones, and even if you're using a good one, it's possible that your kids may get access to the tracking information recorded about you instead of the other way around. That may prove to be embarrassing or worse. And number five, filters may train kids to try to cover their tracks about their behavior online, rather than being open with you about what they see and discover. And that covering of tracks can run the risk of errors that could damage your computer in the process. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune in to the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or streaming online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.